We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
If you were sent with a message for others, would they take you seriously? What influence do you have as it relates to others? How has your conduct influenced others? Are you an effective witness where you are? Has your voice been silenced to a whisper? Have you leaned towards some of the sinful activity with laughter or shrug of a shoulder or walking away in silence or standing idle? We have a big responsibility when it comes to being a witness for the kingdom. Wherever you are is where God placed you to do the work of being His witness. That's the most important thing that you can do each day. Allow your presence to demand good behavior as a result of how you conduct yourselves. Yes, they are watching you to see how you respond, how you react and participate as it relates to the activity that happens around you. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through 14, the two angels that were sent to Sodom in the evening came with a message from God. After accepting Lot's invitation to spend the night in the home, the men of the city had desires they wanted met. The people of the city were so wicked that they were going to have their way with Lot instead, but the angels pulled him back inside. Lot had been in the city for a while, but his witness had little or no effect on the people. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 9, the people of the city said, "This one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than we did with them." Do you have enough influence over the people in your environment? After this incident, the angel shared with Lot that the city would be destroyed and he needed to gather his family and escape. Upon hearing this, Lot went to tell his family. Lot's family felt he was joking. So in Genesis chapter 19, verse 14, it records, "So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-laws who married his daughters and said, 'Get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city.' But to his son-in-laws, he seemed to be a joke." Does your family or the people in your environment listen to you when you speak? Have you lived a life before them that would influence them to act? You and I have the ability to influence everyone and everything around us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us as we enter our different environments each day. Be a good influence today as you follow the Spirit of the living God. Be a good influence for others. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.